Welcome to Tech Chat number 36. This is Michael Loff for October 8, 2009. We have an exciting Tech Chat for you this evening. This is my first, so I'm a little nervous, but I'm also excited. We have a major announcement that just came up about 30 minutes ago. It's something we've been working on for a while, so I kind of feel like just got a new girlfriend. You know, I'm excited and yet a little nervous. I'm going to do something wrong. But anyway, let me cover the initial items that I was going to address very quickly, and then I'm going to demo a new piece of software just released by Cerotech. Just released today, iPhone version 3.1.2. And that addresses at least three bug fixes. I guess one of the major ones was that people were being dropped from the network. And there was also an issue, I guess, where some iPhones were hanging. So either way, they had to be rebooted. But what I did not see addressed was the issue of battery life. There is some bug somewhere that's causing a big drainage in the battery. So the 3.1 was actually worse than 3.0 for many users, myself included. I think it has to do with Safari. Some people think it has to do with weather or the app store. I guess there's a certain webpage you can go to and download a little element that will let you send data about your phone back to Apple so that they can troubleshoot it. Maybe it's been addressed. I didn't see it mentioned, though. Coming out next week, Kurzweil K1000 V12. That should be shipping somewhere around the 15th of the month, and I'm going to try to get a hold of Stephen Baum or someone within Kurzweil or Cambian Technologies to come on this Monday's podcast. Hopefully we can pull that off and go into greater detail about all the features. 64-bit support, I'm excited about that. Latest engines, 16.2 and 9.1. I don't really notice a big difference with the updates in the engines, but hey, every little bit helps, and you never know, there's always certain documents that benefit from these. On the Twitter front, Mike Kawa asked me to talk a little bit about Quitter, Q-W-I-T-T-E-R, and it's quitter-client.net. Now, I'm old school. I've been using the one that Jamal Masri created called McTwit, and it was interesting that he just started updating that application again. He just came out with version 2.3. There are two different pieces of software for Windows. Amazon has released their own competitor to iTunes. It is called DoubleTwist. I haven't played with it. I have been told it is not really accessible at all. And even if it were, it doesn't sound like something we'd want to use just yet because the player in it, I'm told, skips every 10 seconds. That was a review I read at Ars Technica. You can still get your MP3s from Amazon via the traditional method, and that's probably the way to go until that application is perfected a little bit. But maybe time to those of you who are concerned about accessibility to try it out and verify that either it is or is not accessible and communicate your desires with Amazon that they make this application usable for all. Accessibility for all. We talked about batteries on iPhones and other phones. So we put up a link to an article called An Exhaustive Guide with Tips for Saving Your Phone Battery. People on the iPhone turn the brightness down to 12% or actually turn on the screen curtain where the phone, literally to a sighted person, looks broken because there is no video at all. But there's other things like GPS or the 3G capabilities, turning those off when you're at home and using your Wi-Fi network. NVDA just came out with what they call NVDA 2009.1. It's a beta. Of course, they got a grant from Adobe, so supposedly they've addressed some issues there and improved browser support. So the link, again, is up here on the screen and over at cerotalk.com. Exciting news for those on the Macintosh side in the audio editing arena. One of the big tools for those who go into recording and studio work, the software that's really in vogue that they want you to learn is called Pro Tools. And there's a link here to an article that describes how DigiDesign has hired someone specifically to make Pro Tools accessible. They have made some nice inroads, and there should be something to show in early 2010 with ongoing enhancements to make that more accessible. Now, for the broadcast industry, can only get enhancements to Adobe Audition, which is what those working in radio seem to be stuck with. We might be set. Windows Mobile 6.5 rolling out. So those of you using Windows Mobile phones, and this article, I think, lists all the phones that are eligible that will work with the latest version. But two features that they are adding, a store where you can do purchases. I wonder where they got that idea from. Their own app store. Or I don't know exactly what all they'll be offering there. Maybe music as well. But also a syncing feature so that you can synchronize data remotely to the cloud, as it were. And I don't believe they'll be charging on that. They're going to allow some data syncing capabilities for you to back up things with Windows Mobile 6.5, so we'll be very curious to see how that evolves and what they're able to do there. AT&T has decided to allow VoIP, or Voice Over Internet Protocol, on the iPhone. So Skype should ultimately very soon be available for those of us using the iPhone with AT&T. I'm hearing through the vine o' grapes that they are working on making the contacts list in Skype accessible. So the ability to do that is going to be very useful indeed. I think it'll be very good if we can have video capabilities. Maybe we need to call and talk to someone. Maybe ask them, hey, could you tell me what this is or what my computer screen's doing or... what is this crazy food I got in front of me here? I don't know. Can't read the label. There is a program called Nimbuzz that lets you use Skype, and that works pretty well. Is the Pro Tools demo available? No, Mike, it is not. Early 2010. Of course, if you go to serotalk.com or even up there on the page, there is a link with a review, and it talks about both the gentleman that DigiDesign has hired for that purpose, as well as people that have been involved in making that accessible. I'm excited about it. Of course, I own the Mac. Pro Tools is not a cheap piece of software. The multi-tracking and the capability, hearthebill.net, also hearthebill.org, it's H-E-A-R. And what we have are some professional actors who have actually narrated, actually went through and read H.R. 3200, which of course is the very controversial and very much in the news, for good reason, the new bill concerning health reform and the attempt to supposedly raise from 83 to 94% of all Americans being insured. Very controversial. How much is it going to cost? It's actually about 1,000 pages, and I think that may come up to about 15 hours of audio. I'm not sure. I'm just basing that on the size of the files and so forth, but we got a link up there. I put it in a zip file because if you go there, you have to go to an individual page for each of the 62 files that accompany it, and it made sense to just put it all in one zip file, and you have MP3s, I think, recorded at 64K, and that way you can just copy it to a direct to your Victor, iPhone, whatever device you use if you want to take it with you or listen to it on your PC. Hearthebill.net or .org, either one. That's the only one that I saw there right now. There's also the Senate bill, and there's a PDF file if you want that, if you'd rather read it and listen to it and move through it more quickly with synthetic speech. I'm going to come back and cover this in greater detail, but Microsoft has shown their research. They're working with five different multi-touch mics, and some where you actually just move your hands on the table, and there's some where you move the device, some where you have your hands over the device. Read that article for more information. Very interesting. And we're going to work and get someone from Microsoft to come on and talk about that. Of course, we at Serotech are very excited about any kind of touch-based technology. We are blind folks. We like to touch. That's what we do. And we think that will open up some enhancements and improved access to different technologies. Adobe CS5 is going to allow folks to make these Flash apps for the iPhone, but certainly what we're concerned about is, are they going to be accessible? So I welcome email from anyone who has expertise in this area, resources@serotalk.com. The FTC, Federal Trade Commission, has issued new rules that could actually fine bloggers as much as $11,000 per instance. What do you have to do? If you take a gift from someone and you promote it, you're supposed to disclose that information. Or if you're paid to do a product review, you are supposed to disclose that information. And again, failing to do so could cost you $11,000 per blog post. So I don't know. What do you think of that? Do you feel that there should be disclosure? I'm kind of on both sides of that. I'm like, don't be messing with my free speech. But yet, in one sense, if you've ever bought something because someone did a rave and glowing review, only to find out it's only because they got a free copy of piece of hardware or software, or were actually paid for that endorsement, I do feel that should be disclosed. It's not a big deal. Back on the Flash and Adobe thing, there's a new Flash 10.1 coming out that will enhance the number of mobile devices that Flash can be used on. The one exception, apparently, is going to be the iPhone itself. Isn't that ironic? Yes, I really do think. Fusion 3.0 for the Macintosh. It's going to improve the support for those who like to run Windows on a Macintosh. Have improved support for Windows 7, including the Aero Glass. So you have all the cute visuals that go with it. I hope they will maybe improve the sound drivers, because one thing I can't seem to do very well under the VMware Fusion is record in Windows because of the particular sound driver they use. Of course, the best way around it is to use some external USB devices. It's the way to get around that. It says support for Snow Leopard, although people are already using the latest version 2.06 with Snow Leopard. So I guess we'll say improved support for Snow Leopard and Windows 7 Aero and true 64-bit support. So that should speed up all the processes for those of you who, heaven forbid, bought the Mac and also use Windows on that machine as well. And that is all that we have other than getting now to the big announcement. Serotech has just released an app for the iPhone. Had it done a few weeks ago. It takes a while to go through the Apple Store, the App Store process. They look through them and two different people review it and make sure that it's stable and doesn't cause glitches and everything on it works. But what we have is called iBlink Radio. So those of you who have an iPhone, you now have an application. First of all, folks, it's free. Yay, free. How cool is that? What does it do? It has three main functions. We want to keep it simple. Three things that you will not find anywhere else. Radio reading services. So all of the different radio reading services that have live streams, as well as the many that have shows on demand, and we'll demo that shortly. Community radio. These are radio stations that are owned by, internet stations that are owned by, or at least run by, blind and visually impaired individuals. And we will be adding some more shortly. And finally, I've not seen anything to do this, is podcasts. We have an area for podcasts that includes all of the stuff that is of particular interest to the blind and visually impaired. So you have things like all the technology, cooking in the dark, obviously Serial Talk, the podcasts and the tech chats and so forth. And yes, we will have MP3s of accessible events. I've got my iPhone patched into my mixer, and we will give you a demo of this here as best we can. And then we will take some questions.
Unlock iBlink Radio.
Okay, so as I said, we have reading services, we have community radio, and we have podcasts.
Reading services.
We're going to start in reading services, and we'll show you. I think we have 12 categories here.
Reading services. Heading level 1. Please choose one of the following 12 links. Airs LA On Demand. Link.
Airs LA On Demand. So these first four are services on demand. That's a reading service out in Los Angeles with a lot of great shows you can get on demand.
Asheville, North Carolina, Rays Audio Service. Link.
That's Bob over there in Asheville, North Carolina. A lot of good stuff on demand. I think he has USA Today, New York Times, and Wall Street Journal, just to name a few, and a lot of specific to Northwestern or Western North Carolina.
Audio on demand from the Virginia Voice. Link.
The Virginia Voice, another great service out of Richmond with a lot of good stuff.
Audio reader Lawrence, Kansas. Link.
And the audio reader from Lawrence, Kansas, which has a lot of good content. One of my favorites, and I might demo it here for you shortly, is USA Today. They record it every day at noon Central or 1 Eastern, so usually by 2 p.m. Eastern it's posted. And it's read by a gentleman by the name of Art Hadley, who you can tell is a broadcaster. And he does a really good job. And I don't listen to a lot of radio reading service stuff because I find it easier just to go online and read the articles of interest. But this one is one of my faves, and I'll demo that for you shortly.
Daily newspaper. Link.
Daily newspapers. And that, again, is where I put, we put the USA Today, New York Times, the Wall Street Journal.
Magazines and periodicals.
Link. And here's magazines and periodicals with a lot of good stuff, either updated weekly or monthly.
Massachusetts, Marshfield Talking Information Center, link.
Okay, so these are the streams that we have.
Michigan, Detroit Radio Information Service.
There you have Detroit.
Link. New Zealand, link.
Reading service from New Zealand.
North Carolina, Raleigh Triangle Radio Reading Service, link.
The triangle from Raleigh on the other end of the state there.
San Francisco, California, KPBS, link.
The San Francisco, California, and it's done through their lighthouse there. And they also have an on-demand page of content. We'll add that as well, though you do have to sign in for it.
Sun Sounds of Arizona, link.
Good old Sun Sounds from Arizona, kind of one of the pioneers in getting materials online. And we will go back.
Massachusetts, magazines and periodicals, daily newspaper, link.
I want to show you daily newspapers.
Daily newspaper, Wall Street Journal, link. USA Today, link. New York Times, link.
Okay, so let's read USA Today.
USA Today, link. USA Today.
This is one of my favorites. I really like this one. Now let's see what we have here.
USA Today Friday. Link. Set to favorite. USA. Link.
Oh, today's Thursday, so.
USA Today Thursday. Link.
Yes, I have them in order, USA Monday through Friday.
Video. Toggles visibility of video controls.
And now you can hear this great presentation produced in Kansas.
Programming on the Audio Reader Network is intended for persons who are unable to use normal printed materials.
You're listening to the Kansas Audio Reader Network, a radio reading service for the blind and handicapped.
The following program has been made possible in part by a donation from the University.
So again, this is key to understand that we want people to have this, but we don't necessarily want everyone in the world to have it, but certainly folks who are blind and visually impaired and those particular family members and friends and people who serve and assist, maybe teachers and rehab counselors and others, to know and be aware that this exists.
USA Today, Thursday, October 8, 2009, headline, top of the page, home fields rule in game one wins, Dodgers, Phillies, Yankees, off to strong starts as playoffs begin, five pages in sports, we'll get to that in about 40 minutes.
What a radio voice, man, if I had a voice like that, who knows where I'd be. Anyway, that's Art
Obama's
Hadley.
Defining moment on Afghanistan. For President, risk.
Position. 1 minute, 6 seconds. Adjustable.
Now, here's a cool feature I want to show you. You have a slider where you can scroll through the file, be it the on-demand audio or podcasts.
8 minutes, 45 seconds.
Just trying to do what I can right now, since Sawyer is currently getting unemployed.
16 minutes, 20 seconds.
1 through 05. Their name is Gary Wade.
So how cool is that if you know certain things like the sports section is 30 minutes in or the life section or what have you?
24 minutes, 31 minutes, 31 seconds.
By taxpayers if they get into financial difficulties.
So there you go. Now you're in the money section. So an awesome feature. I love it. It's great for podcasts. If you listen to it, you get interrupted. Something happens and you have to stop for one reason or another. You have that great capability to quickly get back where you were before. Very cool feature. Now let's get out of this.
Pause. Button. Next. Button. Pause. Previous. Button. Done. Selected. Button. Done. Selected. iBlink Radio. Button.
So we'll show you the done button there.
Reading services. USA Today. Heading level 1. Readings. iBlink Radio.
So we'll click on iBlink Radio.
iBlink Radio. Reading services.
And then we will...
Community Radio. Community Radio. Radio stations. Heading level 1. Please choose one of the following 7 links. Samnet Radio, your station, your community, link.
That's right. The good old Samnet Radio, your station, your community.
ACB radio stations from the American Council of the Blind, link.
Now that's, it said 7 because there's actually 5. All ACB stations are in their own category. Of course, mainstream, interactive, ACB World with the global perspective, and the other 2, the Treasure Trove, and of course, interactive with live broadcasters.
Global Voice. Link.
The Global Voice, a new network that kind of spawned off when there was a parting of the ways of folks over at ACB. And, of course, this one has more of an international theme and headed up by the former ACB program director, Chrissy Cochran.
Legend Oldies from the 60s and 70s. Link.
There's Legend Oldies from the 60s and 70s, and that's run by Bill Sparks.
Living on the Edge Radio, classic and modern rock. Link.
There's Living on the Edge Radio, run and operated by Will James down in Tampa, Florida.
Mix 102, link.
Mix 102, which is by Jed Barton. It's a good station.
Hi, Living on the Legend Old Global Voice.
Now, let me show you one of these.
Legend Oldies from the 60s and 70s, link. Legend Oldies.
I want to show you Bill Sparks, Legend Oldies. Most radio players just start automatically playing the stream, but we added one more element to it that I think is very interesting. I want to show you what we did here.
Listen Now, link.
There's a Listen Now link, but you also have...
Wide variety of oldies from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s from Indianapolis, Indiana.
A description, so you know what the station is.
8664108484.
There's their request line number. Not only do you have that number, but you can actually double tap that, dial it, call the radio station, make a request. Then when you're done, go back and listen to the radio station.
Phone number, request at legend-oldies.com.
Or maybe you want to send them an email, so you go to request at legend-oldies.com and get out that information.
Email address, Legend Oldies from the 60s and 70s.
I apologize, I'm going from right to left, actually, so that may throw you, but you see the capability. You got a website, email address, and phone number where available, and a description of the station so you know what kind of music they play, so you can decide if that's something that is of interest to you to listen to.
Listen Now, link.
So we'll just let you listen to one. Let's see what they're playing now, on Legend link. Oldies.
Video, toggles visibility, video control.
We are very excited at Serotech to be offering this. Oh, the Carpenters, yes.
Done.
So there you go.
Radio.
Podcast, and to show you kind of what we have going on there.
Legend Oldies from the 60s. Community Radio. iBlink Radio. Button. iBlink Radio.
Now we'll get over to the podcasts.
Reading services. Community Radio. Podcast. Podcast. iBlink Radio. Button.
I'm going to show you what we have here. And as always, there's other radio stations run by blind and visually impaired folks, as well as other podcasts, either specifically with subject matter of special interest to the blind and visually impaired, or just produced. Recorded by and produced by folks who are blind, please let us know. We want to make all of that information available in one easy-to-use place.
Podcast. Please choose one of the following 14 links. Serotech Podcast. Link.
One of the best, of course. Thank you.
Serotech Tech Chat. Link.
The Serotech Tech Chats, where, of course, you can hear the things we're doing right here. There are accessible event presentations as well.
Serotech.com. Blog and show note. Link.
So we let you go back to the blog and the show notes because generally the podcast archives only go back so far, and so that gives you a way to go back, and if you want to listen to the very first podcast we did, you can go to the website and get links to all of the cool stuff, especially something like tonight where I have like 20 different links to all the news stories.
ACB main menu, link.
Here's your podcast choices. You got ACB radio, main menu, and Jamie Paul is overseeing that, and he's doing a great job with it.
Accessible devices, link.
You have the accessible devices podcast.
All Things Radio, link.
All Things Radio, produced by Bill Sparks and friends. If you're interested in broadcasting, Jeff Bennett does a great job with the latest radio industry news. Jenny Sparks gives us call, letter, and format changes within the last week. They do special segments, reviews of different products. Doug Hunsinger sometimes shows you some of the cool radios that he's been playing with. Great podcast if you like radio and broadcasting.
Assistive Technology Show with Steve Sawson.
Assistive Technology Show with Steve Sawson, who did an awesome show last night, by the way, on news you can use and talking about online resources for getting news, be it audio or newspapers and other things, including some tips for navigating through your web browser. So Steve always does a great job. That's atmain.com. Wednesday live from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. You can go give that a listen. Actually participate live. He uses Ventrilo as his technology, and you can actually put in your two cents. So it's a very live and pretty raw show. Not edited like I do mine, but a great show.
Bill Ballas Friday Morning Podcast.
The Bill Ballas Friday Morning Podcast. He is back in action. He took a few weeks off to do some other things, but he is back. And I understand for anyone making him a jingle, he is actually giving away your choice of an iPod Touch or a netbook. So those of you who are musically inclined might want to go and throw a jingle together and send that over to Bill at BillBallas.com or get the iBlink radio app and give a listen to his and all these other great podcasts.
Blind Cool Tech. Link.
Blind Cool Tech, a great resource. Volunteer submissions from different people.
Blind Geek Zone Podcast.
The Blind Geek Zone Podcast.
Blind World Blog and Podcast.
Blind World Blog and Podcast.
Cooking in the Dark. Link.
Oh, great show, Cooking in the Dark.
GW Micro Podcast Archive. Link.
The GW Micro Podcast and Archive. They haven't really updated it lately. They should use it a little more, but there's some good stuff there that they have done. Folks over at Makers of Window Eyes and the new book sense and so forth.
TNT Consultancy Limited Blog and Podcast.
The TNT Consultancy. Brian Harchin and Terry over in the UK that put that out and do some great access technology reviews.
iBlink Radio button.
So as you see, there's a wealth of material. We are very honored to make this application available free of charge. Mike in St. Louis, go ahead with a question, sir.
Just wondering if they ever plan to add so you can play the protected content on Saratech stuff on the iPhone or the iPod, that iPod Touch. That'd be the main thing I'd be interested in, certainly.
You have free apps on the iPhone, and then you have paid apps. Paid apps cost well over $1,000. At this point, we wanted to get something out and give something to everyone. But we are very committed to making all of our content accessible on all platforms when and where possible.
Does the FCC say what exactly needs to be disclosed to on your blog to keep from being fined that $11,000?
Well, it's actually not the FCC. It's the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. For most people, it's a non-issue. But if you've ever done a blog post, some company gave you, say, here, we got free copies of our software. We'll give you a copy of this software. All you have to do is post, you know, do a review of it on your blog. And all this law is saying is that you have to disclose that. You have to say that I was given a free piece of software from my company X to do this review. Okay, Robert Carter, good to hear you tonight, sir. What's on your mind?
Just a couple questions about the iBlink app. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to go get it here in a few minutes. The content, is that actually stored on the phone itself? I mean, like the MP3 files or so forth, or are they just streamed and then when you exit the app, they're gone? Do you have to worry about how much space they're taking up? I assume we just go to the App Store to get it, right?
You can go to the App Store, or we have a direct link. Go to SarahTalk.com right now. The most recent post is this event, and the first link is to this chat room, and the second one is a direct link to download it. That'll pop you right in the App Store where you can read the description that we wrote for it, and then if your phone's connected, you can get it synced, and off you go. And as far as your first question, no, the files are not stored locally. It is looking to our server first. That way we can do updates because we can add content to it. If a feed changes, we can quickly fix that because we've seen companies that tried to download everything to the phone and then the information on the phone would get outdated. So this way it's always fresh and current, I guess going back to the cloud, if you will. And the other reason is they have a limitation of 10 meg. You can only have 10 meg files. Most podcasts are larger than 10 meg. So by letting you stream the file, that way you can use it when you're on the go, out with 3G and so forth. So again, you have the control, as we showed you, where if you already heard it and maybe lost connection for some unfortunate reason and have to start over from the beginning, that you can find that and then kind of flick upward to move up through it and get back pretty close to where you were in the file originally.
Jeff Bennett in Albany, New York. What formats does iBlink Radio support?
All of the major formats will ultimately be supported. The AAC, Ogg Vorbis, Icecast, Shoutcast, and Windows Media.
Mike, Steve Guerra.
Steve Guerra, good to hear you tonight, sir. What's on your mind, buddy?
Love the accessible event. It's a great tool. I just signed up for my use with my organizations. I want to tell you, there are other station playlist scripts that are available from Liam Mervin. That's LIAMERVEN.com. And he has them available for free. He doesn't charge. They're useful. Liam is actually going to be a guest on my show this week, and we're going to show how anyone can play PlayStation 3, Wii, or Xbox, being blind or visually impaired.
This is something that a lot of people don't realize. There is a group of blind individuals who play all of these game formats. I'll be curious to see how Liam articulates that, because it's one thing to do it and maybe another to articulate how you do it, because I know I saw him play some baseball once and there was a lot of memorization involved because those menus were not talking. But why don't you give the resource for that so folks who want to tune in and listen can hear that great interview with Liam.
Sure, that the Guerra Show is heard at 9 p.m. Eastern on ACB Radio each Sunday night. This Sunday night will be with Liam Mervin. We're going to be doing a live demo, and if you want to call in, you can call in to 1-866-739-3668 or go to TheGuerra, that's TheGuerra.com, and you can tune in right from there, too.
All right, buddy, thanks a lot. Just as exciting as the whole interface that we do with iBlink Radio is just all the great stuff that people are out there doing. I had people say, doesn't that bother you? There's another podcast competing with Serotalk? No, not at all. Mike Calvo and I are the more the merrier. We want to see more people out there doing reviews and just showcasing all of the cool stuff that is going on, all the new technologies or the people that are innovating, and you know, whether they're playing video games or writing accessible software or just doing things that push the envelope. That's what we want to see. So again, if you know of podcasts, radio reading services, or community radio stations run by blind and visually impaired, please send them to resources@serotalk.com. We want to be fully inclusive and get every station and every podcast and everything out there, because one of our beliefs is a lot of people make decisions based on limited choices that they are given. So if we can put all choices and all opportunities and podcasts and everything in one place to make it a little easier for people to find out and learn, you know, if two people want to review the iPhone or two people want to show a piece of Macintosh software, by all means, because each person will bring a different perspective into the mix. Anyone else tonight?
I think it's absolutely fantastic that you have the new iBlink Radio application. Again, Serotalk is paving the way where this is concerned. It's neat to see an app designed really for the blind. Nice to see it available. I did find it by searching, as I didn't notice you had a link up there. I searched for Serotalk, and of course, it comes right up. It's there, it's great, and it's syncing as we speak, so definitely looking forward to checking that out.
Well, very good. Steve Sawson, thank you very much. We're a big supporter of the work you do there at atmain.com. I respect Steve Sawson is that he, more than anyone I know, you can just throw him a question out in left field, and he'll pause for a few seconds and come back and be able to articulate a meaningful answer that makes sense in trying to explain this question. Steve has my ultimate respect, and like many of the people that are doing podcasts and events, you're all my mentors, and I learn from each one of you, and hopefully we all kind of feed each other and make each other better as podcasters and broadcasters. And aren't you making a ghetto product? Not at all, because first of all, it's not limited to folks who are blind. Anyone can use this, and if you go read the description, it says that this can also be for, you know, anyone can download this app and use it. We want the sighted community. It's great that blind folks listen to these podcasts and learn, but we want folks in the sighted, in the mainstream, to understand what is accessibility? What does it mean? You know, that was one of the great things, again, why we did so much support and promotion of the iPhone, because it alerted the quote-unquote sightlings, as we've called them, to understand the issues. Oh, wow, there's a screen reader, and the phone can talk, and blind people can use that, and that they understand what a screen reader is. That's what we're striving for. It's of interest to, but by no means exclusively for, the blind and visually impaired.
Michael, this is Wallace. With all the modern technology that's coming out and just around the corner, a lot of us would possibly need, you know, some training to learn to use this type of thing. Is there training available, and to this work, could we get it?
Well, you know, Wallace, that is one of the big reasons why we decided to use Accessible Event to do these tech chats, because we see so much potential. When I'm talking and explaining how to do something, I can put a Word document up there on the screen. I can put a web page up on the screen that has links and has more information for you. You know, we can take the text questions just as we're doing, or the audio questions where you can interrupt and say, hey, you know, I didn't quite understand what you're saying. You didn't really explain it clear enough. Could you go back and cover that again? And we think it'll help us in that training purpose. And we're looking forward as other persons harness this technology to have both audio and visual cues and documents to help better explain some of these technologies. It certainly can be a little daunting to people. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight for Tech Chat number 36. I apologize, I'm a little scattered as I try to learn what I'm doing. 2 weeks from tonight is the 22nd and the release of Windows 7, so I'm going to do some research and kind of find out some of the cool under-the-hood things. There are a lot of features that it has, but they're not really documented, and you have to kind of go around and search the internet, so we'll be talking about that 2 weeks from tonight. Next week, I am going, now that our iPhone app has been released, I am going to do a segment on iPhone apps. Thursday, October 15th, will be your favorite iPhone application. So if you use it for radio stations, if you use it for news gathering, TV listings, that next week on the 15th. And the 22nd, we'll be talking about the mighty Windows 7. Send your comments to resources at serotalk.com. Until we meet again next week, stay connected and stay directed.
Excellent show.
Good as always.
Works real well.
Absolutely love Accessibility Event. It's a fantastic product.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm trying to get the state of Maine to buy it.
I'm trying to get the state of New York to buy it because I work for the state of New York.